worship you in spirit and truth, and to love and devote one another to love and good works. I'm going to say this, and I hope that that we have a good congregation here. And as a brother in Christ, I love everybody here. And I hope that we can stay strong and faithful and hold on to the truth. And I would like to say to you young men back there, the subject I'm going to give tonight is on temptation. And I hope that you have your Bibles and follow along with me. I might not say the words like I should, but I hope that you can grow and be faithful and be strong, because somebody is going to have to take our place one day. We're all going to leave here. We're all going to leave here one day. Our time is coming. We don't know. But here in this congregation, be strong. Be strong. I might not get back up here again, but be strong and be faithful. Let's stay together. We can work together. I love each and every family in here. We might have our ups and downs, but we can grow, but be strong. Our subject tonight is on temptation. Temptation. Satan tempted Jesus after his baptism. In Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, Matthew chapter 3, verse 16 and 17, and Jesus, when he was baptized, he went up straightway out of the water. And lo, the heavens were opened unto him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lightning upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased." And again in Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11, Matthew chapter 4, verse 1 through 11. Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungry. And when the tempter came to him, he said, "If thou be the Son of God, command that these stones be made bread." But he answered and said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God." Then the devil taketh him up into the holy city and setteth him on a pedestal of the temple. And he said unto him, "If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dust thy foot against a stone." Jesus said unto them, "It is written again, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God." Again, the devil taketh him up into exceedingly high mountains and show him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. And Jesus said unto them, "All these things that I give thee, if thou wilt fall down and worship me." Then said Jesus unto him, "Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve." Then the devil leave him, and behold, angels came and ministered unto him. In Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through Mark chapter 1, verse 9 through 13, account of Satan's tempting Jesus. And it came to pass in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized of John in Jordan. And straightway cometh up out of the water, he set the heavens open, and the Spirit like a dove descended upon him. And there came a voice from heaven, saying, Thou art my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. And immediately the Spirit driveth him into the wilderness. And it was there in the wilderness 40 days tempted of Satan, and was and was with the wild beasts, and the angels minister unto him. Satan tempted Jesus. In Luke chapter 4, verse 1 through 13, Luke chapter 4, verse 1 through 13, and Jesus began full of the Holy Ghost, returning from Jordan, and was led by the Spirit into the wilderness, being 40 days tempted of the devil. And in those days he did eat nothing, and when they was ended, he afterward hungered. And the devil said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, command this stone that it may be made bread. Excuse me. And Jesus answered him, saying, It is written that the man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word of God. And the devil taketh him up into a high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. And the devil said unto him, All this power will I give thee, and the glory of them for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I give it. If thou therefore will worship me, all shall be thine. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Get thee behind me, Satan, for it is written, Thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. And he brought him to Jerusalem and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and said unto him, If thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down from whence. For it is written, He shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee, and in their hands they shall bear thee up, lest at any time thou dost thy foot against a stone. And Jesus answered and said unto him, It is said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. And when the devil had ended the temptation, he departed from him for a season. The people tempted Jesus. In Matthew chapter 16 and verse 1, Matthew chapter 16 and verse 1, the Pharisee also with the Sadducees came and tempt, desiring that he would show them a sign from heaven. Great multitudes and the Pharisees was tempted. Again in Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 and 2, 1 and 3, Matthew chapter 19, verse 1 through 3. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished this saying, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea among Jordan. And great multitudes followed him, and he healed them there. The Pharisee also came unto him, tempted him, and saying unto him, It is lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause. In Matthew chapter 22, verse 15 through 45. Then went the Pharisees, they took counsel how they might entangle him in his talk. The Pharisees sent their disciples, Herodians, and they sent out unto him their disciples with the Herodians, saying, Master, we know that thou art true and teachest the way of God in truth. Neither carest thou for any, for thou regard not the person of men. Tell us, therefore, what thinkest thou? It is lawful to give tribute unto Caesar or not? But Jesus perceived their weakness and said, Why tempt ye me, ye hypocrite? Show me the tribute money. And they brought unto him a penny. And he said unto them, Who is this legend and superstitious scripture? They said unto him, Caesar. Then he said unto them, Render therefore unto Caesar the things which are Caesar, and unto God the things that are God. When they had heard these words, they marveled and left him and went their way. The Sadducees tempted him. The same day came to him the Sadducee, which said that there is no resurrection, and asked him, saying, Master, Moses said, If a man die having no children, his brother shall marry his wife and raise up seed unto his brother. Now there were with us seven brothers, and the first he had married a wife, deceased, and have no issue left. His wife unto his brother, likewise the second also, and the third unto the seventh, and last of all the woman died also. Therefore, in the resurrection, whose wife shall she be of the seven? For they all had her. Jesus answered and said unto them, Ye do err, not knowing the scriptures nor the power of God. For in the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are and as the angel of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have ye not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living. And when the multitudes heard that, they were astonished at his doctrine. But the Pharisees have heard that have put the Sadducees to silence. They were gathered together. A lawyer tempted Jesus in verse 35. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, which is the greatest commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love thy Lord, thy God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it. Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hanging over the law as the prophet. Jesus asked the Pharisee question in verse 41. While the Pharisee was gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, What think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? They said unto him, The son of David. He said unto them, How then does David in the spirit called him Lord, saying, The Lord said unto my Lord, Sit thou on my right hand till I make thy enemies thy footstool. If David then called him Lord, how is he his son? And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither does any man from day forth ask him any more. The Pharisees tempted him. In Mark chapter 8, verse 10 through 15, Mark chapter 8, verse 10 through 15, and straightway he entered into a ship with his disciples and came unto the part of them. John, help me out with that word. There you go. Okay. And the Pharisees came forth and began to question with him, seeking of him a sign from heaven, tempted him, and he sighed deeply in his spirit and said, Why does this generation seek after a sign? Verily I say unto you, there shall no sign be given unto this generation. And he left them and entered into the ship again, departed to the other side. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 12, Matthew chapter 6, verse 7 through 12, Jesus teaches not to be as the hypocrite. But when ye pray, use not vain repetition as the heathens do, for they think they shall be heard, and they much speak, but not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye asked him. After this matter, therefore, pray ye, Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy kingdom have come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debtors as we forgive our debtors. Jesus is teaching about the Father and how to pray. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, Matthew chapter 26 and verse 41, Jesus asked him to keep awake, be alert. Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And Mark chapter 14, verse 38, Mark chapter 14 and verse 38, Jesus asked them to keep awake, keep alert. Watch and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And Luke chapter 4, verse 13, Luke chapter 4 and verse 13, the devil departed from Jesus for a set season or occasion. And when the devil had ended all the temptation, he departed from him for a season. And Luke chapter 8, verse 13, Luke chapter 8 and verse 13, the parable of the sower. They on the rock are they which, when they hear, receive the word with joy, and these have no roots, for which for a while believe in time of temptation fall away. And Luke chapter 11 and verse 4, Luke chapter 11 and verse 4, Luke account of Jesus teaching how to pray, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgave everyone that is in debtor to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Again, in Luke chapter 22 and verse 28, Luke chapter 22 and verse 28, Jesus teaching word and example. Ye are they which have continued with me in my temptation. Luke chapter 22 and verse 40, Jesus teaching by words and example. And when he was at the place, he said unto him, pray that ye enter not into temptation. Again in Luke chapter 22 and verse 46, Luke chapter 22 and verse 46, Jesus to his disciples, and he said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. Acts chapter 20 and verse 19, Acts chapter 20 and verse 19, Paul to the elders of the church in Ephesus, serve the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and temptation. Fill me by the line and way of the Jews. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 13, a promise from God through Paul to the Corinthians to flee adultery. They have no temptation taken you but such as a common man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that ye are able, but will with the temptation also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to bear it. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 14. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 14, Paul, and my temptation which was my flesh, ye despise not, nor reject, but receive me as an angel of God, even as Christ Jesus. But that they will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 8. Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 8. Harden not your heart as in the provocation in the days of temptation in the wilderness. And James chapter 1 and verse 2. James chapter 1 and verse 2. My brothers, count it all joy when ye fall into diverse temptation. Again in James chapter 1 and verse 12. James chapter 1 and verse 12. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation, for when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Again in 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 6. Wherein ye greatly rejoice through now for a season, if need be, if ye are in heavily through manifold temptation. Again in 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 12, beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trials which is to try you as through some strange thing happened unto you. Again in 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of temptation and to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. In Revelation chapter 3 and verse 10, the Philadelphia church, because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth. In Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 45, Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 to 45, Jesus and his disciples. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and said unto the disciples, sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Try here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples and findeth them asleep, and said unto Peter, what could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went away again the second time and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, that will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying, the cup, the same word. Then cometh he to his disciples and prayed, cometh he to his disciples and said unto them. In Mark account, in Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 38, Mark chapter 14, verse 32 through 48. And they came a place which was named Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, sit ye here while I shall pray. And he taketh with him Peter, James, and John, and began to be sore amazed, and to be very heavy. And he said unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful unto death. Tarry ye here and watch. And he went forth a little and fell on the ground and prayed that if it were possible, the hour might pass from him. And he said, Abba, Father, all these are possible unto thee. Take away this cup from me. Nevertheless, not what I will, but what thou wilt. And he cometh and findeth them sleeping, and said unto Peter, Simon, sleeping thou, could not thou watch 1 hour? Watch ye and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. The spirit is truly is ready, but the flesh is weak. And again he went away and prayed and spake the same words. And when he returned, he found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. Neither wilt thou what to answer him. And he cometh the third time, said unto them, sleep on now and take your rest. It is enough. The hour is come. Behold, the Son of God is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise up, let us go. Lo, he that betrayed me is at hand. In Luke account, Jesus and his disciples. And he came out in Luke chapter 22, verse 39 through 46. Luke chapter 22, verse 39 through 46, Jesus and his disciples. And he came out and went as he walked to the mountain of Olives, and the disciples also followed him. And when it was at the place, he said unto them that he enter not into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone cast, and kneeled down and prayed, saying, Father, if thou wilt
if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thy be done. And there appeared an angel unto him from heaven, strengthened him, and began in agony. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was as great drops of blood falling down to the ground. And when he rose up from prayer and was come to his disciples, he found them sleeping for sorrow, and said unto them, why sleep ye? Rise and pray, lest ye enter into temptation. In Hebrews chapter 4 and Hebrews chapter 4, verse 14 through 16. Seeing then, when we have a great high priest that is passed into the heaven, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. We have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feel of our infirmity, but was in all points tempted, like as we are, without sin. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may attain mercy and find grace to help into the time of need. And in Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 through 18, Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14 through 18, for as much then as the children have partakers of the flesh and blood, he also himself likewise take part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that have the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore, in all things, it behooves you to be made like unto his brother, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in them pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are not tempted. What are y'all? Who's the next song?
Let's turn to number 184 in the Blue Book. Be strong and courageous. We'll use this as an invitation song tonight, and we might be reminded of where many of the words in this song come from. They come from Joshua chapter 1. I'll just quickly read those verses, but we might be reminded that God gave the Israelites many promises, and now here in Joshua, it was Joshua and Caleb, of all the spies that were sent in, that believed those promises and that God brought through the wilderness, and now Joshua is getting ready to lead them into this land of Canaan that he had promised. And there are many challenges before them, and so God is giving him some charges here. Beginning in verse 5, he says, there shall not any man be able to stand before thee all the days of thy life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. Be strong and of a good courage, for unto this people thou shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto their fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So as we sing this song tonight, we want to be reminded of what the Lord has set before us and the promise that he set before us of eternal life. But he's also shown us that there's a certain way that we have to follow to get there, and that we need to put on Christ in baptism. We need to crucify that old man. We need to have a different mind that says we're here to fully live for God and to serve Him in this life. And yes, there are challenges that are going to be before all of us, and we need to consider, though, that if the Lord is on our side, who can be against us, and that He will lead us to attain to the things that He's promised. And so just as Joshua was faced with those challenges, we're faced with the things before us, but we can do it with the Lord's strength. So let's consider these thoughts tonight. And if you're subject to His invitation to put on Christ in baptism and to begin that journey, we would ask you to consider that journey that is ahead of us and begin that as we stand and sing number 184 tonight. Be strong, you hosts of the Lord, rise up for the battle, and gird on your swords. The land of His promise is yours now by right. Take all He has given, go forth to the fight. Be strong and conquer the foe. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong, through God you will win. Though great be the armies of error and sin, your captain will lead you to conquer the land. His arm cannot fail you, and they cannot stand. Be strong and conquer the foe. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong, consider His law, regard it with reverence, perform it with awe. Be careful to follow all God has decreed, for then He will bless you and you will succeed. Be strong and conquer the foe. The Lord God is with you wherever you go. Be strong, be strong, be strong. Please be seated.